from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Labor Day weekend, and there's a lot going on in our hometown. One of the things we love is our high school football coverage. Yeah, football is here, both high school and college football this weekend. Professional football and the Steelers don't start till next weekend. Joining us from the Post-Gazette Hall of Fame writer is Mike White. Mike, good morning.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
We're good. One of the big games is the one we're covering for obvious reasons. Aliquippa hosting Bell Vernon, both state champs. That's unusual. Before we get to that, though, you wrote a couple of stories about a couple of coaches that I wanted to share with our audience, and one was the passing of a very popular coach.
Yeah, Jerry Haslett of Alderdice in late July. He passed away suddenly, and, you know, he had been such a fixture, I think, in not only at Alderdice, but in City League athletics. And, City League athletics sometimes get looked down upon, but I think he was one of the more uplifting things for City League athletics, and won a championship at Alderdice first time in 50 years. And I think, Larry, they are kind of like maybe – I just get the feeling a lot of people in Western PA are rooting for Alderdice this year because of what happened to them. And they won their first game of the year against a WPL team in Fox Chapel. We had them on Quest for the Best KDK Radio last night, and they think they have a pretty good team, and sad story. They seem to have bonded together at Alderdice, and because of this, the players have, and new coach, Mark Madsen, and I think, you know, they will be one of the most interesting stories, I think, of the year.
And I would imagine that, when something like that happens, it's a chance to pause and think about how people are brought together by high school athletics and how much these coaches spend of their own time. And they don't do it for the money. They do it for the love of the game and how much people appreciate them, especially when they're gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, Larry, but I will say this, from years of doing this and doing some coaching myself, and you just I hear it so much from people over the years and players. One of the persons that has maybe a profound impact on a kid is their high school coach. It's still true to this day. Even though so many problems with parents and administrators, and you can really have a profound impact on a high school kid, because one of the reasons is take for example football. If you play for 3-4 years, that coach is around you so much, and in the fall he's around you probably more than your parents probably. So guys can still have such a profound impact, and I just have so many kids say, you know, even guys going to the NFL, one of the most important people in their life was their high school coach, and it still is today.
Yeah, you have the power to inspire in a phrase, a look. Teachers and coaches every day can change lives, and they do. So a shout out. And one other coaching note, a very, very popular and successful basketball coach at Mars made, for some, a surprise announcement.
Yeah, you're talking about Rob Carmody at Mars, the boys basketball coach there, resigned after 26 seasons. But, you know, I'll go back to the point you just made real fast, and I'll talk about Rob. I have a keychain, a medallion my wife gave me, and I think it applies to everybody. I keep it on my keys. And it says, a good coach can affect a game. A great coach can affect a life. And I think those are people like Jerry Haslett and people and – You know, and Rob Carmody affected lives too. 26 years at Mars, and Larry, they were nothing in WPL basketball before he got there. They had won one section championship, been to the playoffs four times. His years, they went two WPILs, nine section championships, over 400 games, impact a lot of people. And he really didn't want to do this, but without being too long-winded, according to him, he got in a situation where he is a co-owner of a company, a metal finishing company. It's a family company of his wife, and they had some changes as far as owners retiring and another one with some health issues, and he had to step up and it'd be a lot more for him at work, and he didn't want to give away to his family, and he couldn't spend as much time as he would like and go all in with basketball, which he does, and something he had to give, and he said it wouldn't be his family, it wouldn't be his job, so he felt like he had to step away from basketball, but guy put Mars basketball on the WPAL map.
Yeah, and what a talented family he has in basketball and football, too, over the years. And we wish him all the best. Now, tonight features a big matchup, Aliquippa, perennial champions, state champions again, against Bell Vernon, also winning a state champ. How do two state champions end up playing each other?
Well, it is very unusual. You don't see it often, especially in the WPIL. But how it happened was...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last 2 years, under the PIAA realigns classifications every 2 years, and Bell Vernon moved down from 4A to 3A. They won the last two state championships in 3A, and Aliquippa won the state championship last year in 4A. Now, this year, Bell Vernon moved back up to 4A. So, you know, you never have two teams usually in the same class that are state champions. But because of those circumstances, you've got two state champions going at it tonight. And should be a really great one. And the thing is, Bell Vernon lost so many players from last year, including Quentin Martin, who's now at Penn State. But they have not played a game. They did not play in week zero. And Aliquippa did not play in week zero. So, really, Aliquippa is a new coach. So, really, I think people are waiting to see really what these two teams are about.
And we got you covered here on KDK, Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Donnie Football. We're going to have the Swart Talk Financial Kickoff Show at 6 and our Friday Night Lights football powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Mike, always enjoy your work writing and on the air with us, and appreciate your time this morning. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too, Lair. Good luck. Take care.
Hall of Fame writer Mike White with the Post-Gazette. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, Larry, thank you. We do have delays out there. Looks like not everybody has started their holiday weekend early. A lot of folks making the morning commute, and some of them are on the Parkway West, all stacked up together with lots of brake lights, and backing right around the Parkway Center Mall overpass as you make your way into the Fort Pitt tunnels. Let's say you are starting your holiday weekend and heading toward the airport this morning. You have a great ride on the Parkway West from downtown points east out toward the western suburbs and Pittsburgh International. Coming inbound on the 376 stretch, past Wilkinsburg and Edgewood Swissvale. You'll get in line right at that Wilkinsburg interchange approaching the Squirrel Hill tunnels. All the earlier accidents have been cleared from the city side of the highway there. Continuing to roll well on 28 southbound and the Parkway North, I-279. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 725. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
So much talk about the weather this week, the heat. It's affected schools. You know, Pittsburgh Public, what, 38 schools on a half-day schedule today, which kind of works good into the weekend, though it's a disruption for a lot of parents who've got to adjust their schedules. But here we are, 92 anticipated our high today. Chance for some showers developing late night into tomorrow. Sometime tomorrow afternoon, early evening, we'll have a line of showers cross. And behind that, much cooler air, more comfortable, less humid. Even though it'll be seasonal on Sunday at 85, we're going to go to 75 on Labor Day Monday. Low humidity, plenty of sunshine, and a beautiful day. Right now we're at 71 degrees. ACY, and it is your gateway to some great, not only programming here at KDK, but you can also check out our podcasts. And we have a new feature where you can actually leave us a message from our app. And when you go to the KDKA page, easy search, you'll see a microphone on the KDKA page. And all you need to do is hit that little microphone. You can react to things you hear on the air. We'll have questions from time to time. We'll want you to weigh in on, and then we can play back your responses as if you were man on the street. So get the Audacy app, AUDACY. It is a tremendous tool that you can use. Meanwhile, we're getting ready. We just talked a little bit about high school football in our coverage here, and we've got college football, University of Pittsburgh hosting the Kent State Golden Flashes. And I ran over to 93.7 The Fan and caught up with the morning team. College football season opens tomorrow for Pitt. It's Kent State, noon at Acrisure Stadium, and part of the broadcast team and Scorin Doran, Pitt All-American, Doran Dickerson. Want your preview? So Coach Narduzzi announces a starting quarterback that may have surprised a few.
Absolutely. Eli Holstein, the transfer from Alabama. We're going to see what he got on Saturday against Kent State. And he also announced that Desmond Reed is going to be the running back, the starting running back for the Pitt Panthers. Rodney Hammond Jr. still get his touches. But I'm excited to see this offense. Watching Western Carolina last night, Cade Bell's dad is still the head coach there, so it's similar offenses that Cade Bell, who's the offensive coordinator of the Panthers, is going to put out there on Saturday. So they looked explosive last night. Western Carolina did. So I'm assuming that it is very similar, and we're going to see an explosive offense from the Panthers.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, an offensive coordinator change, Cade Bell, the young coach, it's all about speed. And he was averaging over 500 yards a game on offense last year. But this is a fast, up-tempo offense that I don't think Pitt fans have ever seen for this team.
Absolutely. But, you know, you just hope that it could translate from, you know, the level that Western Carolina was playing in to the Division I level. But they can catch guys off guard. They can catch defenses off guard. You got to be in really good shape to run this type of offense. It could get exciting. And, Larry, I think our jobs get a little bit harder because I don't know if we're going to be able to get a word in for how fast they run plays.
And Bill Hillgrove, Pat Bostick with the play-by-play in color. We'll also have Kel Berger back at our master control. That said, one more note about the quarterbacks. Nate Yarnell appeared to be the guy in the spring, but it's still neck and neck. I guess we're going to see both tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Nate Yarnell, you know, he's a solid quarterback. So this is, to me, a good situation. You have somebody that who you knew that was going to be your starting quarterback heading into the spring. You go through spring, you go through training camp, and then Eli Holstein transfers in, and then he pushes Nate Yarnell to the point where they made the decision for Holstein. So Yarnell will still get his opportunities, but Holstein, the ball is yours, starting at 12 p.m. on Saturday.
And here we go, right in the midst of the Rib Festival. So after the game, hopefully we'll beat the weather and then have some great food.
I love it, Larry. I love it.
Doran Dickerson, thank you. And then right across in the same studio, 93.7 The Fan, is Adam Crawley, who's a WVU grad, and he is now pictured as a Penn State fan on a post on television. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was back when Pitt and Penn State started the rivalry back up again. And I just so happened to be at Pepe's down the strip. And they were asking people on the street, are you excited about this game being back? And me, a big college football fan, I said, hell yeah, I'm excited about this game being back. And they labeled me a Penn State fan for whatever reason.
However, you are not.
No, I don't like them.
But there are many, and they'll be in Morgantown. This is a big kickoff for the Mountaineer season. Your underdogs, you had a chance last year. It was close.
It was close up until about midway through the third quarter, and then third downs, fourth downs, plays not made by West Virginia. Big high-leverage plays made by Penn State was the difference in that game. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I really like West Virginia's roster. Penn State apparently has both their starting tackles nicked up for this one. The spread, for gamblers out there, opened at 12, moved to 15. Now it's Penn State favored by 7.5. So a lot of smart people are on West Virginia right now. I think it's going to be close into the fourth quarter, and you see which team makes more plays at the end.
Former Mountaineer Pat McAfee bringing College Game Day to Morgantown.
Yeah, so I will be driving into town after the show today, and he's also bringing with him a ton of traffic. So I'm excited for the shine on the program, not so excited for sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic in Morgantown.
Don't burn any couches, brother.
If West Virginia wins, I might burn your couch, Larry.
All right, Adam, good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is. Adam and Durant from our 93.7 The Fan Morning Show. I love checking in with those guys about football in particular because they sit in a room across from each other, Pitt, West Virginia. And it's a big weekend.
It's a great pairing, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun weekend.
So in the bigger picture on college football, Larry, one thing that I forgot about and just noticed this morning, there's a big shift this year, 12-team playoff. The four highest-ranked conference winners get byes, and then the four teams hosting on-campus playoff games for the first time. That's a big difference.
It's a big deal.
This replaces that four-team playoff that no one has liked since 2014.
Well, okay, you got every year it's the same teams, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, you know, Michigan now. So this will give some teams an opportunity to get in the conversation.
Right, and you never know. Somebody could get hot in the tournament and knock off, you know, the top dog.
Exactly. I think of the Steelers when they won in Detroit that year. They were the sixth seed, right?
That's right.
And then they rolled.
They went from a wild card all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often, but at least. So you're saying there's a chance.
And here's the weird part of the season to me. This is the part that I'm having trouble getting my head around. UCLA, USC, Washington, and Oregon are all in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's a lot of changes in college football overall that a lot of talk about the alignments, the future alignments. Even the ACC, we're playing, you know, California's coming here.
Who'd have thought that the Nittany Lions would be playing a road game at UCLA? But it's going to happen sometime.
Yep.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
This is the Big K Morning Show, getting ready for the Labor Day weekend on Sunday, and it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate. 100,000 people are expected to participate in the Labor Day Parade, one of the largest in the country, and it's going to be busy. We have President Biden coming Monday, Kamala Harris, and then today Donald Trump will be up in Johnstown. We checked in with Johnstown reporter there. They're already in place, but he won't be speaking till late in the afternoon in the First Summit Arena in Johnstown. Meanwhile, the Rib Fest, the kickoff and Rib Festival presented by Icy Light started yesterday, and a woman who knows everything that's going on in this town is Channing Powell, who is the woman behind Made in PGH. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You're ready. And you, I happened to bump into you on Wednesday night.
Yes.
They had for McGee Women's Hospital, Women Who Rock, and Melissa Etheridge was the featured performer. You say that was the first time they sold out.
They completely sold out. I will hand it to Women Who Rock. They are a team of hardworking women who just keep growing this organization every year. So shout out to Melinda Colazzi and all of her hard work with McGee Women's Hospital. I believe they reached over $500,000 raised just on Wednesday night alone, I believe.
I thought when I heard that I heard wrong. That's a lot of money. And I'll tell you what, the power of women in this town, guys, if you don't know, I was a witness. So yes. That was a successful night. That was Wednesday night, and I parked over in the Gold Lot right in front of Acrisure Stadium, and I could smell the ribs already. The vendors were setting up.
Yes.
So the Rib Fest started yesterday, and tonight, by the way, they've got the Clarks playing.
They have the Clarks starting at 9 o'clock. I also heard that there's some type of hot dog truck popping up. I think it's called Yinzer Dogs.
What is that doing at a Rib Festival?
No, what an incredible addition. Larry's food truck, Yinzer Dogs, will be set up for Rib Fest all weekend. And yes, the Clarks will be performing tonight at 9 o'clock. And then, of course, tomorrow is Pitt versus Kent State. Larry, I'm sure you'll be there with your bells on, doing the announcing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just the weekend. And it's such a good vibe down there. They expect over 100,000 people to come through the weekend.
Yes.
And they've been doing this for a long time. So a lot of people are aware. And I got to tell you, the minute you smell the ribs pulling up, you're like, I'm in.
You're ready for it. Everybody's anticipating this. And on Labor Day, it's all about the blues. Jimmy Adler Band is at 2:30. Following them is House of Soul Band at 4 p.m. And then my favorite, Pittsburgh's own Billy Price performing at 6 p.m.
Billy Price is, you like Billy?
I do.
You know Billy? He's been around a long time. He is a top-notch jazz vocalist, I would call him.
Yes.
He's soul, one of the coolest blues, soul, jazz. Blues, jazz. Yeah.
Yeah, he does kind of like a marriage of all of those genres in his golden voice. So really excited for that on Monday, Labor Day.
And we've got the parade, as I mentioned.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of activity in and around town. What else are you working on?
So Made in PGH is planning Iconic PGH. Okay, this is our event happening at the Strip District Terminal on September 28th. This is a free, family-friendly block party to celebrate all things Pittsburgh. And at Made in PGH, our passion is really to bring the community together. And we love, what better way than to celebrate our city? And we'll have Mancini's and Jenny Lee's making some sandwiches. We'll have beer and cocktails for sale. Interactive experiences from Museum of Illusions, Putt Shack, and F.A. Climb. The Kid Zone is brought to you by Kennywood, so they'll have some fun things set up for the kiddos. Live entertainment with Johnny Angel, the Pokomaniacs, a lot of great Pittsburgh acts coming.
I saw Johnny.
At Women Who Rock.
Yeah,
yes.
With the Jagoffs.
With the Jagoffs and...
Well, people don't know, Rachel Rennebeck is...
Johnny Angel's daughter.
Yes, and she's a lovely person. I love her. And John Chamberlain, they are partners in Your Jagoff podcast. And guess what? They're going to be on our air every Friday night. They're going to record after our football coverage. And then when we're done with our football, basketball, they're going to have a show on Friday nights here too.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. Fun fact, I am doing the 4-1 to-dos on their Jagoff late night every other month. So I'll be featured on that as well.
You're a half person from everybody in this town. All right, we're with Channing Powell from Made in PGH, and we're going to have more coming up on the Big K Morning Show next. This is actually my favorite Clark song. It's not one of their most famous, but...
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
It is underplayed.
Yeah,
and underrated.
It's tonight at Acrisure Stadium, free admission. How often do you get a chance to see the Clarks for free, part of the kickoff and Rib Festival presented by Icy Light? Channing Powell from Made in PGH. What else you got?
Good morning. Yes. So Made in PGH will be hosting Iconic PGH. It's a free block party to celebrate all things Pittsburgh happening at the Strip District Terminal September 28th. Bring your whole friends and family. We'll have so much fun celebrating our great city of Pittsburgh. We'll have the Jagoffs, John and Rachel, hosting the Yinzer Olympics.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Okay. So a lot of fun games that they'll be hosting. I believe it's called the Pittsburgh Traffic Twister is one of the games. So you just never know what John and Rachel are going to pull out. There'll be prizes, local vendors to shop from Pittsburgh artisans, food, drinks. There'll be Pittsburgh cuisine, like pierogies, of course. So yeah, September 28th, 11 to 6. We'll be there all day. Come as you are.
And how do they find you?
At Made in PGH on Instagram and Facebook and madeinpgh.com.
Now, I know your dad, AJ, very well. He's a big Pitt fan, big football fan. How about you? You love sports?
Well, I went to Pitt, so yes, hail to Pitt. I am a huge, huge Pitt fan. And I would say if I had to choose a sport, football is what I probably follow most.
Yeah. Pitt football and Pitt then football. The Stillers.
I hope to get to a couple Stiller games this season, so I'm ready for it.
You've been to some Pitt games.
Oh, yeah. We have season tickets every year. So, and I always listen for Larry's voice.
Yeah. I'm the guy down on the field. I'm the shortest guy in the field for football. You know, you can see I'm easy to find roaming the sidelines with Doran Dickerson. Meanwhile, so what else are you working on? You got future plans?
So another Made in PGH event is our famous Best Bites. We just had one in East Liberty, which Yinzer Dogs was a part of. It was great. We sold out. Tickets go sell out so fast. But what we do is we bring this self-guided foodie tour to different neighborhoods around Pittsburgh. And we are bringing it to Lawrenceville October 19th. We'll have probably about 20-some participating restaurants and bars. And tickets will go on sale in a couple weeks. So be sure to follow at Made in PGH on Instagram and Facebook for the ticket link. But we're working on the lineup of exciting restaurants. This is the ultimate foodie tour. All you foodies out there, you won't want to miss it.
And Pittsburgh has become known as a foodie place and destination around the country, right?
We have. I would say the growth within the last 5 years of restaurants has just skyrocketed. So it's exciting to be a part of our city now more than ever.
Huge Labor Day weekend. And again, the Kickoff Rib Festival at Acrisure Stadium. There's no admittance fee. It's right there. You can rock on Rooney. And rock tonight to the Clarkson and see Billy Price on Monday. Channing Powell, always good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.